This is Bike Tourist Podcast, show number 13. My name is Gabriel. Welcome to everyone, especially if you are new to this show. This podcast is brought to you in part by Adventure Cycling, the biggest bicycle touring organization in the United States. Visit their website at www.adventurecycling.org. It's been a while since I last put a show. What do I have to say? Well, simply I could not do it. I was a bit ill and literally lost my voice. It might have to do with the fact that I was working with concrete combined with a changing climate. So I sounded more like something out of The Godfather, if you get my drift. Anyway, I am back. Before getting into today's topics, I would like to share with you some emails I have received from listeners. The first one is from Bill, who lives in the UK and right now is doing a bike tour on Turkey. Hi, Gabriel. I am really missing your podcast. When will they be returning soon? I'm off a few hours' time to cycle across Turkey from Istanbul to Trabzon, about 750 miles. This is part of my round-the-world bike trip. Check out my progress on www.billrtw.crazyguyonabike.com. And my previous ride across the US on www.bill2005.crazyguyonabike.com and www.bill2006.crazyguyonabike.com. Hope you are keeping well, and please keep up the good work. Regards, Bill. Well, Bill, as I said, I am back. Let's hope the Lord helped me keep my voice and do what I like the most, riding my bike and doing this podcast. I hope at some point you share with us your personal experiences in this show. The next mail comes from Joe Benello from Florida. Gabe, when are you going to have your next podcast? I miss them. I love what you did with the Travis. Joe Benello, Royal Palm Beach, Florida. My next podcast? Well, here it is. I'm glad you like the Travis show. The Travis and me have become good friends and we are corresponding regularly, as soon as they have a chance. Thanks for your mail, Joe. It means a lot to me. The next mail comes from Randy Fay and Nancy Lewis. Hola, Gabriel. We are thoroughly enjoying your podcast as we ride south through Mexico. Very nicely done. We have learned a lot and enjoyed even more. You are welcome to join us on our adventure as well, as we ride from the North Pole to the South Pole, from Inuvik in the far north of Canada to Ushuaia in the bottom of Argentina. Our blog is at hobobiker.com, and our new, partially inspired by you podcast is hobobiker.com/podcast. We're in a tiny place on the road between Parral, Chihuahua and Durango, Mexico, taking the day off and avoiding some pretty dusty winds in a little hotel. Randy Fay and Nancy Lewis. Randy and Nancy, well, it is really humbling that our little show is becoming an inspiration to you. I don't know what to say to that. It's really humbling. What I will say instead is that people like you, the bike tourists, and adventurers of all kinds are my inspiration to do this show. And last but not least, an email from Harry John from Weatherford, Texas. Your podcast inspires me. I love bicycle touring. And it is refreshing to know others enjoy touring as much as I do. Currently, my wife, daughter, and I are planning a tour to the Yucatan Rutapuk region. Keep up the great work on your podcast. I love it. Harry Jones, Weatherford, Texas. Well, Harry, I hope your adventure is a great one. I have read the journal in crazyguyonabike.com and there's a wonderful story and pics from that place, the Rutapuk. The adventure is called a Yucatan Adventure, and it is located under the Recumbent Tour section. I hope you share your adventure with us when you finish or while you are there. Just send me a phone number. The call is on me. Well, you know, after reading all these wonderful emails, I feel like I am not talking to a group of listeners. I feel like I am talking to a bunch of good friends. And that is a different kind of feeling. To all of you, thank you very much. Keep on writing. There's another story on Crazy Guy on a Bike that I would like you to check out. This is the ongoing story of a family that took a year off and set out to discover America by bike. The story is named A Family Adventure. On this tour, they use a tandem triple and a regular bike, so the four of them enjoy the big trip. In my opinion, this is a must-read adventure if you are considering to tour with children. Be advised, it is over 300 pages long with pictures and everything, and as I said, it's still ongoing. Highly recommended. Okay, touring equipment-wise, I would like to share a couple of things from the Spanish version of the show. One is the Bike Friday New World Tourist folding bike and the roll-off drivetrain system. I interviewed Mr. Gerardo Coleman, who lives in Germany, and he and his wife went to Cambodia to do a bike tour. And they use folding bikes as they are easy to transport in a suitcase, which simplify things. How did these bikes held on those dusty and mostly unpaved roads? Well, Gerardo tell me that they held up pretty well, even better than he expected. Which brings me to the second thing I wanted to share with you. The roll-off drivetrain system, which Gerardo fitted to his bike. The roll-off system is similar to the dual drive offered by SRAM here in the US, with the difference that this system offers 14 shifts, which is equivalent to a 27-shift bike. Let me explain. When you have a 27-shift bike, in reality, you cannot use all of them if you appreciate your chain. So a 27-shift bike has only 14 effective gear combinations. So if you are using the roll-off, there is no need for double or triple chain ring, or front derailleur for that matter. In addition, if you have checked the SRAM dual drive system, if you read the frequently asked question, it states that it cannot be used for off-road riding. It is not intended to be shifted while on load, and it only offers 3 shifts. The roll-off can be used anywhere. I was surprised to find out how many mountain bikers use it in Europe for the most grueling races. And it can be downshift with the bike stopped, which is great when you stop on a crossing, especially if you are loaded with panniers and stuff. The downside is the price, around 1,000 euros with full lifetime warranty. It is low maintenance and they recommend a tune-up every 5,000 miles. I will include the links on the show notes, and make sure you visit the page, all the information I'm talking about here and more information will be there, and the links and stuff. I also want to tell you that the podcast phone has changed. It is now 206-350-3691, 206-350-3691. If people don't use the number in 30 days, they cancel it, and this was what happened. Remember, if you are living in or touring overseas and want to leave a message, you can use Skype out and the call would just be a couple cents. Messages are not automatically posted, as I always revise them, so feel free to speak your mind. Before we wrap this show up, I would like to thank Mr. Jeffrey Miller from Adventure Cycling and Lori Schlegel from Maine. They came to do a 9-day bike tour around the island and enjoyed it very much. We met on the last day of their tour at the Piñones area and had a great time with them as we talk about the tour and cycling topics. Jeffrey is also executive director at the Bike Coalition of Maine. This is how the Adventure Cycling Organization and the Bike Tourist Podcast are now together working to promote cycling as an alternative to travel and commuting. Look for Adventure Cycling at the link section of the page. I am preparing a show about bike touring in Puerto Rico, and I'm in talk with public officials in an effort to ease some aspects of camping at some of the government camping sites, so it will be easier for bike tourists to get permits. So keep your ears up if you are planning or thinking about doing a bike tour in Puerto Rico. I also have a nutrition issue in the works where I will interview an expert on the matter. So I know this has been asked before, this issue about nutrition, an issue about exercise. I'm working on that. I'm working on that, getting the expert on the matter. So they explain to you how to do things and how to keep your body healthy while training and doing a bike tour. Next, there will be an organized bike tour on May 25th, 2007, which will cross the island right in the middle. It would only be 3 days, but the first day is the hardest, not for everyone, because it will climb to the highest part of the island. And well, we have many hills. People here have come here can attest. This is not for everyone, if you ask me. Anyway, the deadline is April 30th. But call if you are interested, as the most useless call is the one that never happens. This bike tour is organized by Los Patriotas Cycling. Check on the Spanish page for a full interview about the activity and the links. Well, this is it for today. Keep those emails coming. This is the Bike Tourist Podcast. My name is Gabriel. Thanks for listening.